tip today in association with Slattery's of Faclone, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, welcome along to Tip Today, 1800-938-007. That's our free phone number. And Doc is looking after the show today. He'd be glad to hear from you. Now, coming up on the programme, the Mental Health Service, Jigsaw, is confirmed for Tipperary. Complaints about smells from Tipperary Co-op. Racism and the James McLean debacle. What does it tell us about the Irish and how they're treated in the UK? We'll also be speaking to Minister Pascal Donoghue. And indeed, a senator wants to use the term Oglig na Héireann to be an offence for anybody other than the defence forces. So all of that and lots more on the way between now and 12 o'clock. You can text and WhatsApp 083-311-3311. Of course, you can email tip today at tipfm.com. Now, the Minister, Mary Butler, has announced that a premises has been secured for Jigsaw in Thurles. This will provide mental health supports and services for young people in the area. She also says that the recruitment for the service is nearing conclusion. Dean McGrath, chairman of the Tipperary Fine for Mental Health Services, and he joins me now. Good morning to you, Dean.
Good morning, friend. Good morning to all your listeners. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome indeed. Your reaction to the news, Dean?
Well, I suppose, look, ultimately, it's positive. Just for your listeners, I suppose, Tipperary's Fight for Mental Health Services is a group of community activists that have come together specifically to address the lack of mental health services in the county of Tipperary. So our reaction to the news of Jigsaw being confirmed is positive, as it has always been, but also there is a bit of trepidation in terms of us having seen this before and significant delays having occurred throughout this process. So we're hoping that this time it's not another false dawn.
Tell us about this, because, I mean, we've been talking about Jigsaw since about 2016, and then, you know, we were promised services in January of last year, in March of last year, some time ago in December, and now it looks like we'll be into quarter two of this year. So, you know, as you say yourself, maybe there's a difficulty in being sure of this happening?
Yeah, and look, it's not that we want to create any confusion. Like, we're absolutely 100% behind the service, as is most of the community groups such as Seesaw, Karma in North Tipperary, you know, Rivershore Suicide Patrol, the Save Our Acute Services Committee. The issue is, I suppose, we've been promised this so many times. So we'll take it with this, Minister. So when we met with her in August of 2020, she absolutely promised us categorically that Jigsaw would be operational in December of 2020. Mm. And that didn't happen. The second promise she made was to Martin Brown TD in the Florida Dáil, where she said, there is a delay with the building. It has been pushed back to quarter one, but the sign will be on that building before the end of 2020. And you can hold me to that, was her words. So that didn't happen either. That was the second. Then I suppose the thing was, it was delayed to quarter one, and now we say it's delayed to quarter two. So that's the kind of stuff that we're worried about, because, look, we've been talking about this, as you quite rightly said, since 2016. Mm. We've had a lot of false dawns, and that for some reason, you know, there has been a lot of different delays. And, look, I received correspondence from Minister Butler yesterday, and I'll just say Sarah Cullinan, who is the Director of Service in Jigsaw, has been absolutely great to keep us updated as well, that they confirmed it would be in Thurles Technology Park, because there was a bit of confusion yesterday where I think one rep might have gotten his wires crossed, and they claimed the Jigsaw was going to be in two different locations in Thurles. And that, obviously, people are contacting us to say, sure, there's no building at all. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They're just saying this. And we're like, no, we're fairly sure. So it was great, in fairness. Once I emailed Mary Butler and I emailed Sarah Cullinan, they did come back to me confirming the location, which was, you know, good. Very good.
Jigsaw, of course, you know, it's a supportive environment for young people, and, you know, there's all sorts of great aspects to it. My only problem with it is that even if it does get up and running, will it be seen as a substitute for what we really need, which is acute beds for mental health
As we're saying, Fran, look, you've more or less taken my view and put it out there. Like that is the view of most of our community groups. Like, we need an acute psychiatric service in Tipperary. Like, the reason that Jigsaw was highlighted for Tipperary was because of the mental health crisis that occurred after the 2012 closure of St. Michael's and all acute psychiatric beds in Tipperary. So I just like to say to people, Jigsaw is an early intervention and community service for people from 12 to 25. They do, you know, group work, counselling services. They offer great online support as well. It's a community early intervention service, which we are lacking in. Mm. It's not an acute service. So if someone is presenting in acute psychiatric crisis, Jigsaw's advice would be to attend the A&E. Mm. And look, I've been on to you before about the difficulties in relation to logistics of getting someone to Kilkenny, and the amount of strain it puts on families. So while it is a needed service in the community, we will still be campaigning heavily.
And my understanding, and I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, is that this is a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday service as well, isn't it?
Yes, there is. There is online outline outreach, basically. But in terms of the actual service, it is 9-to-5 Monday to Friday. And crucially as well, Fran, the reason that we're, I suppose, worried about this and we've been advocating so strongly is that it's not just the Thurles base we're worried about. Mm. Mm. The longer the Thurles base is delayed, the longer the outreach hubs. Right.
These are the hubs that we've heard about.
Yeah, which are basically outreach projects, so smaller projects, Jigsaw projects throughout the county.
And do you have news on those, Dean?
That
won't happen immediately with the setting up of Jigsaw and Thurles.
1 year. We've been advised that the outreach hubs will not be operational until 1 year after the main hub in Thurles is operational. So this is why it's not just people are saying, oh, look, it's been delivered for Thurles, but we're saying, no, it's the longer this goes, the longer Nina isn't getting its outreach hub and Clonmel isn't getting its outreach hub for mental health services, community mental health services in those two communities. And the other side of it is, we'd like to see the ambition in other counties where Jigsaw is in operation, such as Kerry, where they have 4 or 5 outreach hubs.
Yeah.
We want to see outreach hubs in Tipperary Town, in Carrick and Shore, and in Roscrea.
Mm.
They are 3 black spots that have been highlighted also. So while it's great that we'd be getting them in Clonmel, God knows it's needed. Nina, absolutely needed. Great service in Nina. Karma is already there. Roscrea has Pieta House operating in a limited capacity. That absolutely needs a service. Tip Town, again, absolutely needs a service. And Carrick and Shore absolutely needs a service, you know?
So all of this needs to happen as soon as possible. Now, I'm just looking at, I mean, if we talk about April, I'm sure COVID will be still having an effect on services. Is that a problem as far as you can see as well? I mean, they'll hardly be able to open their doors.
No, and look, it's based on the restrictions. Now, the one thing for mid-April is based on the COVID restrictions. They will be able to offer, I suppose, localised support as opposed to support in other counties. You know what I mean? Like, the waiting list for Jigsaw, like, the demand has increased by 40% in this pandemic. Like, I was actually talking to a lady yesterday just in relation to private counselling services in Clonmel, and they actually have a 20-week waiting list from April. That's private counsellors. That's the level of demand we have, you know? And the issue is that the state-led services haven't received the resources since the closure of Michael's in the community, which has in turn driven people to private providers, which has inflated their waiting list. So there's only so much support that they can provide. This is why we're saying Jigsaw needs to happen, and it needs to happen locally. And it needs to happen. It should have happened in December, as far as I can see.
Mm.
But it needs to happen in April, certainly.
Stay with me, Dean, if you would, because I'm joined now by Ciara McCormack. And Ciara, of course, a local activist in the Thurles area. Ciara, good morning to you.
Good morning, friend. Good morning, Dean.
Good to talk to you, Ciara. You were tweeting, or you were certainly on social media, and you were talking about the confusion caused by the two deputies with the two different stories as to where about Jigsaw would be situated, Ciara. Would you just broaden that out for us a little?
Yeah, Well, I think, and I think Dean's touched on it already. It was just, I had people contact me because one deputy had said that it was going to be in the Racecourse Road and in the Technology Park. And the other deputy had said that it was going to be on the Erin Food site. And that really kind of panicked me because that's literally a construction site. And I suppose from my point of view, like, you know, we have the Thurles COVID-19 community response. Like, I've had quite a bit of contact from parents during this, the lockdown, like, of, you know, young people struggling. And at one stage, I had to go, the nearest place I could go to get advice was the Silver Arch Resource Centre in Nina. And through Idel Hikini, she's a youth advocate there in our area. She went to a man in Limerick and he gave me great advice and, you know, contact lines and different things to support the parents and young people. But, you know, when an announcement like that comes out, it causes, you know, those people that are waiting and that need it, it causes unnecessary stress.
Yeah, and are you concerned that something like this then, it turns into a sort of a political trophy in some sort of a fashion?
Well, you know, yeah, we've had a lot of announcements about Jigsaw. Dean kind of went through the timeline there, and, you know, it's brilliant, it's coming, I absolutely welcome it, but, you know, it needed to be here last year, really, or even before that. Like, I mean,
We're just losing you on your phone just a little bit. It just might be where you're standing, Kira, just at the moment. And
can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back to us now, and you sound fine, yeah. And Dean was talking about the fact as well that this shouldn't be seen as some sort of a replacement for all the other things we need, particularly acute beds for mental health in Tipperary.
No, and particularly, like, for our young people, Tipperary's Fight for Mental Health Service has done really well in highlighting the need for acute beds. But for our young people, it's even worse. Like, in South Tip General Hospital, there's no on-site CAMHS consultant. It's all done through outreach. And if you are in crisis and you present there, they have to bring a consultant from Limerick at an out-of-hours rate. And to come up from Limerick to do consults, and, you know, God forbid, then if you have a crisis after a certain time on Friday, there's no kind of joint up thinking. Like, I had one case where somebody went to Kilkenny because they were hoping, they presented at, their doctor got them to present at A&E in Kilkenny because they were hoping, because there is a consultant there on site, and they thought, no, you're with the outreach service in Tip, go back to Tip. And then it was suggested, because there was no consultant there, no, go to Waterford. Like, and, you know, taking into account transport, you know, that families might have other siblings.
Yes.
And, you know, it's awful.
And that somebody is going through a horrific acute episode.
Well, this is it. And, you know, and then there's not facilities there. It's kind of the onus on the family to try and stay with the person if they are admitted. And, you know, that's not always possible. It's awful for the person going through the crisis, and it's awful for, as a parent, you know, I can only imagine what that's like. So, you know, we really need to step it up. I mean, I think this lockdown in many areas has just amplified the lack of funding and the underinvestment in, you know, education, in mental health, in everything, really. And
the site itself, Kira, the technology park there, I mean, it is within walking distance of sort of the town centre, isn't it? So what do you think of the site and the choice?
As I said, it's a nice site up there. It is a good bit out of the town, but it is in walking distance. But as Dean said, like, you know, because we have it in Thurles, we are a rural county kind of, and we do need it rolled out. Like, Ross Gray can't be forgotten, Nina can't be forgotten. And if it's taken this long to deliver for Thurles, you know, where are we? I think the campaign for Jigsaw to come in was started back in 2016.
Yeah.
We're in 2021 now, and we're still waiting. And if you were to look back at, you know, the amount of young people, especially, that we've lost between, to in the area between 2016 and now, You know, you have to look at it that way too.
And before I go back to Dean, in her statement, Minister Butler said that recruitment of the local service team is nearing conclusion. Have you any other information on that, Ciara?
No, I did see someone wondering where the jobs had been advertised. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't. I do know that there is great work going on there, and to get the site ready. Mm.
But you didn't see advertising for recruits there?
No.
No. Okay. Dean, do you have any information on that, on the recruitment?
I suppose we did. We were informed, I suppose, from Jigsaw directly that the post had been put out to the public. So I know of one person who was looking to go for an interview in Tipperary, but I didn't actually see it advertised myself, which is...
Okay.
But look, as I said, if it's nearing completion, you know, I think it's either 9 or 12. I have two numbers in my head, a full-time staff in Jigsaw. So
right.
That's what you'd be looking at.
Okay, but I mean, you know, I would imagine getting good staff like that can be difficult.
Absolutely. And look, the recruitment process, as Sarah Cullinan from Jigsaw has said that, you know, they are making progress on it and they're hoping to be operation by mid-April. So all we can do is take them at their word, really. And can I pick up on something Ciara was saying?
Yes, please.
Incredibly articulate. And Ciara, look, she's 100% everything she's saying. The one bit she was saying about political stuff, and you were saying about political stuff, I've actually had something here in front of me. We've had Jigsaw being the April 2019, Jigsaw delivered for Tipperary. November 2019, Jigsaw delivered for Tipperary. August 2019, Jigsaw delivered for Tipperary. November 2020, two TDs saying all obstacles have been cleared for Jigsaw's rollout in Tipperary. January 2020, Jigsaw's imminent opening, 2021, Jigsaw's imminent opening in Tipperary. February 2021, all obstacles have been cleared for Jigsaw in Tipperary.
So naturally enough, you know, when you see it happening, I suppose that will be the proof of the pudding. They're all from various different TDs.
And it's just like, I'm just kind of, look, there's all these announcements are absolutely, look, they come up and I think they give people hope. But a lot of the announcements that are coming out, I hope they're based on absolute fact, because a lot of this has been just, you know, giving people false dawns. All obstacles have been cleared. Then we found out the building was only actually secured on the 5th of February.
Now, you know, that I have to put it to you, Dean, that of course COVID was, the great unknown with this. And naturally enough, it would have resulted in some sort of delays, I suppose.
Oh, of course. And like we're fully cognizant of that. You know, the way we're looking at it is in terms of COVID-19, unfortunately, it's getting trotted out an awful lot.
Yes, as an excuse.
Yes, and look, I mean, absolutely, it does play a part. But COVID-19, look, this has been, we've been fighting for this since 2016, pre-COVID. Within COVID, we were promised by the Minister for Mental Health that it would be operational in December 2020. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. So, look, there have been many politicians, like, in fairness, Jackie Cahill has kept us updated, and he has been feeding us through quite important information. As look, most of the TDs and local reps have been absolutely brilliant, but I suppose the one thing we would have gotten, I feel like I have to say it, that sometimes they're worried that this is becoming a game and that it's not actually benefiting the people. So the feedback I would have got is that it feels like a game of who can make an announcement first, or who can take credit for this, or who can take credit for that. And everyone's wondering what's actually going on. And look, that sense of where I would appreciate if all stakeholders sat down, everyone, and they work together to get this done by April 2021 for the benefit of the community.
Ciara, what about that? Would you go along with that? That let's just stop making it a political football and let's just get on with it.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, these are, you know, as I said, for the parents and the young people that are, you know, waiting for this as a lifeline. These announcements just cause stress because people are confused, people start doubting. That's the feedback I've been getting, is it actually happening? And, you know, we are in a time where people are feeling the isolation a bit more, and, you know, COVID is kind of being used as an excuse for a lot. Like, this is not a project that was started, you know, last year. As Dean said, it's gone on since 2016. And, you know, even the closure of St. Michael's, like, the reasoning for the closure of St. Michael's was that, oh, you know, and it's a good ideology, I suppose, that people, you know, that struggle with mental health or that have mental health conditions should be able to live community supported. But
you need the supports to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Smaller teams are underfunded. They're missing key people in those teams. And this is why there's such a crisis.
Yeah.
Now, because we don't have the acute beds. We don't have the supports.
That's interesting, though, Dean, isn't it, that we were able to fit out St. Michael's when it came to COVID. And we're told that even post-COVID, that incredible spend on St. Michael's will not benefit mental health.
Yeah, and look, we've consistently highlighted that. Like, it's over €1 million. And basically, we've asked for a cost analysis to say, how much would it cost to spec up, you know, St. Michael's to an acute spec? And they're saying, it's going to cost too much. It's not viable. And we're saying, you've spent this much. Could you cost? How much it would cost extra, just to let us know. We're not saying that you have to do it, but have you done a study or a cost analysis to determine why it costs?
And what did you hear back from that?
We didn't get an answer to that. They haven't done a cost analysis.
All right, Dean and Ciara, thank you so much for your time today, and I'm sure it's a story we'll be going back to time and time again. But for now, that announcement anyway, that jigsaw, the Tipperary premises in Thurles Technology Park in the second quarter, April. Is what we're hearing, the second quarter of this year. 1800 938 007. Now, yesterday we spoke with bioenergy healer Michael O'Doherty, who was saying that mental stress and depression will cause major issues in the country when we emerge from COVID. Now, Mike made contact with us following that discussion, and he joins me now. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. Mike, you're saying that by comparison to the things that are happening in other parts of the world, and indeed some of what went on years ago in the country, you know, we need to just kind of suck it up and get on with it.
Well, not so much suck it up and get on with it, but we've dealt with all those hardships before. But going back to the mental health thing first, if you go back 40, 50 years, we were knocking them up like criminals in dilapidated institutions. So we've never, ever had a proper mental health service in this country. Like, we treated them like criminals before, kept them locked up away from society. We never treated them properly. And since we closed those places down, we have never had a proper mental health service.
No, because the idea was that people would be treated and get services in the community, and of course the services didn't necessarily follow on there. Talk to me about what you think of this generation and what you think of how we're dealing with COVID then, Mike.
But sure, I feel sorry for people that have to deal with it properly. Like, people who are out of work, have no income and have big mortgages and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm retired long ago. I don't have those problems. But I do feel sorry for the people who are trying to raise families and maybe their income halved or more than halved, and trying to survive and keep children happy and teenagers happy and all that kind of thing. I do feel sorry for them.
Mm.
But the school thing and the leaving starting.
Mm, yeah.
I don't see that would make a terrible big difference to the world if the leaving cert was, well, it's sorted out now anyway, yes, it's going to go ahead, but if it didn't go ahead for a year, would it make any difference?
Well, some of the young people involved might say it would make a difference to their lives. It would put their lives on hold, basically.
It would put their lives on hold, but everyone's life is on hold at the moment.
Mm.
You know, I know it would be more difficult for them, but in the bigger scheme of things, they would all catch up and everything would go on. Mm. Like, we've been through lots of these things before. If you go back to the 40s and 50s, we had the TB thing.
Yeah.
Which wiped out thousands and thousands. And I can just barely remember it. I remember an uncle of my mother's and his son dying on the same weekend. I remember lots of people dying of TB.
Of TB?
Of TB, yeah. It was a big scourge at the time, and it was very contagious. It was like COVID. If it got into a family, it spread through the whole, you know. And because of the living conditions at the time, people were living in very close quarters in small houses, big families.
Of course. And it was much more deadly than COVID, of course, as well, wasn't it?
Very deadly, yeah.
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 And you were listening to Michael yesterday, and you said his theory has depressed you more than COVID itself, even.
Well, I prefer to look on the bright side of things. We'll get through all this, and things will come right in the end.
Mm-hmm. But do you not think there will be... I mean, his point was that post-COVID, there will be trauma to deal with. There may be mental health issues to deal with, isolation, all of that. Do you not take any of that on board, Mike?
Well, of course I do. And there will be trauma to deal with. But I'm just trying to say, we've dealt with these traumas before.
Right.
Like, even go back to the 40s, 50s and 60s again, where 1,000 young people a week were leaving the country to go away in search of work and everything.
Yeah.
Think of the trauma that caused for their parents.
Yeah.
Some of them went away and never came back. You know, or didn't come back for years. It caused terrible trauma in houses.
But you see, are we as resilient now as we were back then?
No.
No.
Well, sorry, my opinion, but I don't think so, no.
And why do you think that is the case, Mike?
Because... say, over the last 30, 40 years, we had all these extra services, the social welfare, government was responsible for this and for that, and you put out your hand and you got whatever you were looking for. You know what I mean? Whereas before, you had to provide it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it's not a good thing that there would be social services like that?
No, I don't think it's not a good thing. I mean, I think it is a good thing, but it has made us that little bit more dependent on the stays and everything else than we used to be, because I think the 1963 was the first time social welfare came in.
Yeah.
Before that, people had to fend for themselves, and they learned to fend for themselves.
Mm.
Now, I don't want to go back to that time. It's great and we're in the times we're in, that people are getting help.
Well, Mike, you make a very good point indeed. How are you dealing with COVID yourself? Are you...
Sure, I'm staying out of the way.
Are you? Yeah, yeah.
Another thing, it's gone out of my head and I was going to say that.
No problem, Mike. But you look, we'll get another opportunity to chat. In the meantime, really good to talk to you today and thank you for your time. 1800 938 007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.